We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, sir, and that's what I'm talking about. McMonagle and Lugauer, that's right. We allowed him in. I called up Craig. I got permission. Lugauer is with us today despite the lunch debacle of yesterday. It's me and him. We got you all the way to 6:30 and never lose. Unbelievably clutch. Fun to watch. Home runs left and right. Bullpen holding leads. I could go on forever, baby. Up until Yankee baseball on the Fan. Lugie, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I half expected my key card not to work today.
So did I.
After yesterday's debacle, but it did work. I didn't get a Mr. Lugauer, you're not allowed on the premise, which is what I was expecting after that. But
I think we've
cleared the air. I got permission. I'm here. And as far as I know, I am still the producer for Carton and Roberts.
Well, we'll see. I think an apology is in order. I still think that's on the table. You're going to have to get down on bended knee and apologize for your outrageous crimes.
I mean, listen, it's better than interviewing. That is true. That was
especially with Connors on the other side tonight. He'll run circles around you in the interview process. Have you seen the sheet he's given us?
It almost looks like the one I do every day. That
almost,
Craig and Evan,
but better.
And we won't do what Craig and Evan do, which is sneeze into it or doodle on it. Right. We'll actually read it.
Or at the last minute go, I don't have the time sheet.
I don't have the time sheet.
Bring one in here.
Or they'll rip it, half of it, eat it. I don't know what they're doing half the time.
Well, I'm glad you are here because it's a wonderful time to be here.
It is now.
As one journey ends, another begins for the New York Yankees because they just went through what we perceive to be the gauntlet. I know now everyone will look back on it and go, oh, Tampa Bay is trash. Oh,
they are trash.
Oh, Toronto is trash.
Also trash.
Oh, you guys, the division's garbage. All right, the Red Sox have gotten a little hot after a terrible start, but man, oh man, you guys haven't played a single good team this entire run. I don't care that you're 51-18, you've played no one. Well, let me just tell you something. Heading into this 9-game set, two against Tampa Bay, one against Toronto. This was where we talked about them playing the two best teams in the division before they really shut the hell out of Tampa Bay, and now Boston has overtaken them. But these were the two teams competing in this division, and the fear was tough stretch, been playing cake, wipe over the Cubs, head into a tough game, nine-game stretch where really this could determine the division. They went into this 9-game stretch, 8 games up. This was the opportunity for Toronto and Tampa to make some inroads into the American League East, and instead they come out of this 9-game stretch after a wonderful win last night, 4 games up on Toronto. They made up, 4 games up more than 8. They are 12 games up on Toronto, made 4 games up going 7-2 in this 9-game stretch with the MVP being the MVP yet again with Judge, which I told you, I've been on this forever. Now it's cliched. Now everybody has it. Sweeney's tweeting it. This one's tweeting it. I told you, the man is a monster after a day off going back to last year. It's like clockwork. Made a little escarole on it last night. Did pretty well.
Did you?
You have to do it. Judge is a monster.
By the way, why didn't you give me that tip? If anything, I could make some money off the Yankees. I'll take it.
But as that journey ends, yes, of course I think you'll mush it. But as that journey ends, as they have now, I don't want to declare the division dead.
Oh, it's dead.
The way
it's
Evan
over.
Did last year,
no,
but you feel pretty good about it.
No, it's over.
Let's just say you feel pretty good about the Yankees cakewalking the rest of their way to a division title for the first time since 2019.
It's over.
Well, they put away last night. What they really did was put away Tampa, and this is going to lead into, as we move forward here, starting tonight on a 4-game set with those Houston Astros. But they put away a nemesis of the last 2 years last night. Because what they did last night with their ability to sweep, to start this 9-game set, sweep Tampa in the Bronx, and then head into this last 3 games of this 9-game stretch, split the first two, fall behind 3-0, and it looks like Montgomery, for the first time all season, and he did give up more than three for the first time all season, but really not have it, give up batting practice. Parades with another home run. Brujan, a guy who's got, you know, 2 home runs in his career, hits one. So as they fall three, they fall down 3-0 there, you think, okay, still a good stretch at 6-3. You're letting this team maybe hang around a little bit, but more important than that, you don't play well in this building. All that lingers, and instead, they come through with home runs from their MVP captain, who will be, and we're going to get into Judge and his arbitration hearing, which I cannot believe is taking place tomorrow, but we'll talk about him later. But as he hits 2 massive monster home runs, Trevino, who has been an incredible godsend, and another one of these Cashman gems, the little guys he figures a way to put on this team and just absolutely be the glue that fixes all the little crevices. It's amazing what he's able to do, despite some massive swings and misses, pardon the pun, with Joey Gallo. But what he's been able to do with this team, but what they really did was put away the Rays. They made it very clear to Tampa Bay, I don't care you're injured. I don't care about any of the other stuff going on. I don't care about how we did last year, the year before, what kind of force you've been in the American League East. It's over this year. We own you. You will not beat us. We'll play here in this building we're not successful in. We'll play at home where we dominate Major League Baseball. It doesn't matter where we face you. We'll go back to San Diego and play inside the bubble. I don't care. You are not beating us. And that leads me into what's going to take place here the next couple of days, because now the talk is, wow, finally playing a good team. Finally playing one of the other premier teams in baseball. Because really, Houston's the only other one in the American League. They just took care of the New York Mets, who we'll get into.
Thanks for the reminder.
As we go across the afternoon.
Yeah, they kicked their ass, just say it like it is.
They pretty much did.
No, they embarrassed them. They rubbed their face in it. They kicked their ass.
Yes.
I mean, that was, we talk crap about how the American League sucks. We yes. play the Astros, and they smoked us. They embarrassed us. Carrasco now dealing with the bad back. So that was not enjoyable baseball. But that was really sweet, Chris, what you just said there, because let me break it down to you. Tampa sucks. They're embarrassing.
Okay.
The building is an armpit. Well, Tampa in general is a disgrace of a city. And the Yankees are cruising. I say this all the time. They play 162 meaningless games a season. No more true than this year. They are going to roll, bro. They are going to roll. And frankly, when it comes to the Astros, it is time. I'm here as a friend. It's time to get over it.
Oh,
you don't want to harbor this kind of hatred, bro. Take it from someone like me.
You've got some nerve.
You don't want to be the kind of guy has a hatred for a team and let it fester year after year. They beat you fair and square, and it's time to move on.
Well, this is all part of my point, because we've talked a lot and had a lot of fun with the Mets and Yankees. Would you want to meet them in the World Series? Would that mean more to the Mets and Yankees? The Yankee fans welcome it. The Met fans don't. At least most of them I talk to, like, you know, the idiot to my right.
Thank you.
But ultimately, that is just noise that doesn't matter. This is the enemy for the New York Yankee fan. There is no doubt about it. Obviously, the Boston Red Sox and their history, and even recent history, beating the Yankees in the postseason, winning more championships over the last handful of years, the whole nine. But the Houston Astros are the enemy of the New York Yankees. Tampa Bay, I just talked about, they don't win in that building. They won a postseason against them, too. The enemy, whether it's the cheating scandal, whether it's knocking the Yankees out of the postseason 3 times, including really when you thought you had the best team in baseball in 2019, where they walked through the Twins and then just cannot hit against the Astros, which has become a typical scenario every time they play this team in the postseason. But this is the time. And I'm not going to overextend it, because you're right, they're cruising. Let's be fair. They're 51-18. No one's trying to tell you these 4 games have a major impact in the standings necessarily. And I'm not even buying the litmus test thing.
No, you're taking this personally.
I'm taking it personally.
This is not business. This is personal. And I'm here to tell you, let it go.
No, I don't want to let it go.
Well, you need
because
to.
Because now is the time when they're playing 51-18 baseball and they don't lose series. Now is the time to take it personal. Now is the time to take the Astros out to the back of the woodshed and show them who the Yankees are this year and how it's different. And I don't care about the litmus test and it's finally a good team and, you know, see where the Yankees match up in the 2022 season. Where are they really this good? Can you match them up with the 98 Yankees? I don't care about any of that. What I care about is the Houston Astros understand that this is different and they can't beat us. They just did it to Tampa Bay, and it's the only other team in the American League, right? We talk about it. We understand. They are the two creams of the crop.
Okay.
Have risen to the top. It's only June. Typically, it takes longer, but it's quite clear. There's one and there's 1A, and it's the Yankees and it's the Astros. And again, in the standings, not that big a deal. Whatever happens in this series, the Yankees are well on their way to a division title. They'll bounce back from a tough series loss here against the Astros, if that's what happens.
But it won't happen.
Be a big deal.
Nah, you're going to roll right over.
Fine. I know that's your feeling. I know.
Yeah,
they never lose.
Right,
fine. Yeah. This series means something to me because it is time to put in the heads of the Astros who the Yankees are and where they stand in correlation with the Yankees. Because I think you could look back at a lot of different times. I think part of the reason we joke about it now, why the Minnesota Twins can't beat the Yankees, because the Minnesota Twins know they're the Twins and they know the Yankees are the Yankees.
Yeah, they
and
suck.
We've had this That's kind of answer. Reverse. There's been few times in my lifetime since the 96 team. There's been few times. The Angels had it for a few years in the beginning of the Mike Socia years. Where the Yankees felt they couldn't beat the Angels, whether it was in the Bronx, whether it was out in L.A. or Anaheim or wherever. Whether it was in the playoffs or the regular season, they struggled.
Because the Angels played small ball, and that always gave the Yankees
things.
Trouble.
Sean Figgins is still one of the players I just can't stand for whatever reason. He killed the Yankees. But right now, there is a feeling that when push comes to shove, big game, big spot, the Astros are going to figure out a way to win the game against the Yankees. That needs to change. Now, I'm not saying it completely changes in the regular season. The Yankees had a decent regular season and a home series win against the Astros last year when everybody was screaming F. Altuve and they had that great night. I was in the building. It was phenomenal. And I expect it to be even better now because you're going to have a full capacity building. And the Yankees are rolling at 51-18, and everyone expects that it's the best pitchers. We're seeing Valdez, you're seeing Verlander, you're seeing Cole, you're seeing Cortez, you're seeing Tyone. You're seeing the cream of the crop, the best these both teams have to offer in a four-game set that won't necessarily mean that much in the standings, although both are now chasing this first and second seed in the American League playoffs, which will determine a bye, which everybody wants, no doubt, and home field advantage throughout the postseason. But it's just time for the Yankees to make a statement while they're going like this, because if they do falter here, the talk is, okay, great, you beat up on the Cubs, your division's taking a step back. Most people thought Toronto would be better than this. Most people thought Tampa Bay would be better than this. But here come the Astros, and they have your number, and Alvarez is hitting home runs, and yet again, you can't hit Verlander. If that continues, it won't be devastating to the Yankees, but it doesn't eliminate what I'm looking to eliminate these four games. I'm looking to eliminate the idea that the Astros are on top of the Yankees. That can't happen. The Yankees need to make sure they understand we're the team chasing destiny, we're the team chasing the 98 Yankees, and we're the ones making sure that we take these four games seriously. I think it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. I think the atmosphere is going to be
The atmosphere is going to be dynamite. Listen, this is all in your head. If the Yankees get smoked tonight, 7-0, a guy like me who hates the Yankees is not going to come in tomorrow and dance all over your grave. I'm not going to make a big deal of it. We're not going to play highlights. We're not going to mock the Yankees because the Yankees are the best team in baseball. It's a small little blip. If they lose tonight 7-0 at home with everybody F. Altuve and they're banging trash cans, we're not going to come in tomorrow and mock you, C-Mac. No way. It's all in your head.
This is where
we're
me
here
and
for
you
today,
is where me and you differ as people. I don't care about you. Never cared about you, won't care about you tomorrow, won't care about you next week. You can come in and say whatever you want to me, whether you want to dance on the Yankees or not.
Oh, but I won't.
But I don't care. I don't go into this series going, well, worst comes to worst, I won't have to hear it from Lugie. I don't care.
But you do.
You mean nothing to me in this aspect.
No, I live rent-free.
You're a good friend of mine. We work together.
Well, that's debatable.
We're you know, relationship-wise, we're work wives, whatever
that's
I
true.
Like to joke. You know, we deal with each other's burdens, mainly your burdens.
Well, I have more.
You have a ton more. And I have a much more complicated life. I don't know how you have so many more burdens than I do, but you do. Anyway, the point is, I don't care your opinion. I'm talking about this New York Yankees team. And I agree. Maybe I'm overstating it a bit. Because ultimately, it won't matter that much in the standings. I'm not saying if they lose 3 out of 4, I'm tucking my tail between my legs and figuring there's no way they'll beat them in the ALCS. What I'm saying is, I'd like to see a statement made while they're playing this well. I want to see a statement made. I want to know. They just put away the Rays. That's check number one. Division title, yes, check number one. But check number two is to let these teams know that the Yankees are in charge. Because they haven't been. That's been as clear as day, whether it's winning divisions, losing divisions. It's been clear as day. The Tampa Bay Rays are comfortable playing the New York Yankees. They have been for years.
Sure looked like it the last couple days. Yeah.
The Boston Red Sox come in, and they are comfortable playing the New York Yankees.
Well, they've been better.
The Blue Jays last year, even though they missed the playoffs, and the Yankees won a big two out of three down the stretch to secure a playoff spot, the Blue Jays aren't afraid of the Yankees. They are now. We have absolutely taken it to every one of our, I like to call it the ladder of vengeance. That's kind of how I like
that,
to go about
that seems totally healthy to say something like that. Yeah,
sure, the ladder of vengeance. That's not something you guys are Big Zoo, you don't have a ladder of vengeance at all?
A revenge tour usually is my title.
No, this is the ladder of vengeance.
There's I don't have any kind of vengeance. Vengeance as a Met fan, none. Zero. This is just totally unhealthy behavior, frankly, and I'm here to help.
Well, you don't have any real nemesis. You're only in the playoffs every 6 or 7
years.
Well,
listen, I root for two teams. One, the Mets, and the team that plays
Yankees. I know. So,
well, that's why you're a clown. Bye.
I'm surprised you have that take, Mike. Mike calling in early to the show.
So, hey, clown.
So I think it is important to just make sure these guys understand where the Yankees need to make a statement while they're playing this.
What do you want, the Astros to call him the daddy?
I'm just saying.
You want them to grovel at their feet?
No, of course not.
That's what it sounds like.
I don't want anyone groveling. I want them to understand that they are the second-class team in this American League.
Okay.
That's what I want.
All right.
That's what I want.
And they are, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, but you say that, and I don't care about you. How many times do I have to say it?
But you do. Because if you have to say it over and over again, you do.
877-337-6666. We'll get into that. Obviously, you mentioned the Mets, Cookie Carrasco, lower back strain or whatever it is. Probably miss a start at least. Maybe
at
not
least
more
two
than
months.
That. But
yeah, sure.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
But obviously, Scherzer looks like coming back on Sunday should buoy this team, should get a pop in the arm. They need one. I know we've talked, they need a bat, they need this, they need that, coming off of a 2-game sweep against the Astros. First, they need their guys to come back. Then you can worry about whether they should bring up Alvarez or whether they should go out and get a bat for a catcher or outfield or obviously need bullpen help. The team isn't perfect, nor is the Yankees. The Met team isn't perfect, and they have the ability and the capability and the want from their owner to go out and improve this team, and I think they will. It's too early to have that conversation, though, for me, because they're still winning, and the trade deadline is not for another month. Like these deals aren't there now. So yeah, we can talk about how they need this, they need that. They need Scherzer to come back and pitch on Sunday and be healthy moving forward. They need DeGrom to stop just, he's his first this, his first that. How about his first start? Let's get there. And then let's start to worry about it. But really, this team coming off a 2-game sweep in a tough building to play against a very good team and a hot team with a bunch of hot hitters. I'm not going to overreact, even if Cookie, who hasn't been that good really, up and down at best over the last month, I think you could deal with it as long as you start getting the Scherzers of the world back with the team.
Yeah. Scherzer, to me, is an automatic coming back here. DeGrom, I read another update today. He might be able to sort of come back around this time. Bro, until Jacob DeGrom is on the mound at Citi Field pumping gas, throwing heat, I don't believe it till I see it. So I'm tired of the reports. I'm tired of all that. Now you got McGill, you got Carrasco, you got Scherzer, you got DeGrom. For right now, it's not a big deal. Luckily, the lineup's been there. Diaz has been great. But if we're talking long-term postseason, at the very least, they're going to need Max Scherzer. At the very least. I would love to have Scherzer and DeGrom, of course. But I'm not putting any stock in DeGrom coming back. I've said that a million times. To me, Scherzer's the guy. Hopefully, we see him on Sunday, and he's back to being the old Max Scherzer.
So we got that. We got Yankees and Mets, obviously. Yankees taking on the Astros in what I deem to be you said it, I'll paraphrase it, who's your daddy series. It's time for the Yankees to make sure the Astros are aware that they're the second-class citizen in the American League. Apparently, the Yankees made a trade. This is something Big Zoo needs to learn moving forward. If he worked with Craig, it would be a major problem to whisper in my ear in the middle of me talking that the Yankees made a trade, and it's for no one the audience has ever heard of for cash considerations.
They made money.
That's the kind of thing you don't interrupt me speaking with. But the Yankees made a trade. We can get into it, I suppose, as we go through.
I'll say this, Big Zoo. If you want to whisper sweet nothings into my ear, do it all day long, homie. I don't mind, baby. Yeah, especially with that cute little beard you got going on.
And the haircut. The haircut is jarring.
I introduced myself to him the other day.
Yeah.
Who'd they trade for? Money? Where'd they get?
Yeah, they got rid of Joe Blow for a couple of bags of cash.
Thank you. I mean, it wasn't like I was speaking on, Afternoon Drive Radio, where you're just right in the head with, Yankees made a trade, by the way. Thank you. I'm all over.
Well, listen, if you're a professional, it wouldn't throw you off.
That's...
And who's your daddy?
We also have the NBA draft tonight, so we'll get into that with the Knicks a little bit, and whether or not they're going to move up. Everyone wants them to move up. They won't, and it doesn't matter what they do in the draft, because the last time they signed a draft pick to a second contract was, Charlie Ward. I saw Tierney tweet that out this morning. I don't know if he said it on the show. I'm assuming he did.
I would think.
1994. The draft is meaningless for the Knicks. It has been for 2 decades.
Bro, the Knicks are like the DeGrom. I'll believe it when I see it.
So we'll see
what
happens.
Do I want to trade up? Absolutely. Do I think they're going to trade up? No. I don't think they're going to pick at 11. I think they're going to trade. They're most likely going to trade away from that pick, and they're going to go back in the first round. That's my gut instinct on this.
So we got that and all things baseball as we head through the show. Taking you all the way to 6:30 and the New York Yankees. McMonagle and Lugauer filling in for Carton and Roberts right here on The Fan. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studio, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Today was the anniversary of a video game.
It was Sonic, right?
The 31 years ago, the original Sonic, and who my kid is obsessed with now.
Because the movies?
The movies.
Yeah, the Jim Carrey.
The first movie we ever saw in the theater was just not too long ago was Sonic 2. Jim Carrey actually does a pretty good job. I mean, it's over the top as Dr. Eggman, but he's pretty funny.
How is it?
And the kids love him.
I'm not a parent, I know that like you have to watch these movies 45 times, but if you're comparing it to other movies you have to sit through, is it something you'd see on your own? Like, is it something like you and your wife would go see, or you would have saw 10 years ago if it came out? Is this one of those, it's passable to watch this with my kids?
Oh, much, much closer to the latter. It's definitely not something I would go see without kids, no. Mm-hmm. Is it, there are movies you go see without kids that are terrible. We can get into it. I saw Lightyear recently in the theater, too. Which is a huge movie. Redo Buzz. It was okay.
Is it a redo, prequel?
It's a prequel.
It's like a spin-off?
I guess the thought is, you know, 25 years ago, a boy named Andy got a toy from his favorite movie. This is that movie.
And he knows he's a space ranger in this?
Yes. Legitimately is a space ranger.
Well, he's not a space ranger.
He is a space ranger.
No, but he's a toy.
No, he's not a toy.
He's a child's plaything, one would say.
In Toy Story, that's
right,
what he is.
Which is the canon of what we're talking about here. So in Lightyear...
What are you not getting?
What am I not getting?
Did you listen to me?
I did.
What I said.
And I'm not questioning you. I'm questioning either Disney, Pixar, whoever put out the movie. Buzz Lightyear is a toy. He's not a space ranger. So if you're doing a movie on Buzz Lightyear, you would show how he was being made. Because he is a toy. T-O-Y. Toy.
This movie should be about the workers who are in the factory putting in the hard blood, sweat, and tears to make Buzz Lightyear.
Amen.
Not about some fake, fictional version of an astronaut that went out there.
He's not a space ranger!
You're not hearing me. You didn't listen. Big Zoo didn't listen. None of you listened.
We're listening.
The thought behind it is, keep up if you can.
I'll try.
25 years ago, a boy named Andy got a toy based on his favorite movie. This is that movie. So this is supposed to be the movie.
Bring your edibles. I mean, what? What does that even mean?
It means that Andy, the kid from Toy Story, loved this movie, and they made merchandise.
But Andy's in Toy Story. So how could a kid named Andy like the movie Toy Story.
No, he liked the movie Lightyear.
What?
What are you not getting? No, stop. Now you're just messing with me.
I'm not playing this game with you, you're not understanding the obvious thing I'm saying. I know there was a movie coming out. What is it, Chris Evans?
Yes, it's called Lightyear. Apparently, in their world, Andy, the kid from Toy Story, saw this movie Lightyear, fell in love with it, and got the toys from that movie. And the toy was Buzz Lightyear from the movie Lightyear.
This makes absolutely no sense.
It makes plenty of sense.
So Lightyear was a nonfiction movie about Buzz Lightyear's life, and Buzz Lightyear at what point was a real person?
No, he was not.
Buzz Lightyear is a movie that Andy saw and got the toy. The toy is from this movie.
Well, Andy's on drugs. This is the bottom line here. It doesn't matter. Kids these days do anything.
That's true.
They're getting into stuff real young. This is utterly ridiculous. Buzz Lightyear is a toy. No. There was no movie about Buzz Lightyear. He is a toy. I don't care what they're doing. There's canon we must follow.
What?
Canon. It's like, in Star Wars, there's canon. Like in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, for example.
It's part of the main story.
Can I get it real quick here?
No.
Yeah. What? What do you mean no? It's Star Wars. Everyone loves Star Wars. I'm trying to explain canon to you.
I really don't want to know.
All right.
I don't know what else to tell you.
She never met Obi-Wan Kenobi. She goes, you served my father in the Clone Wars. She never goes, oh, by the way, you chased me around a spaceship and this other planet. So they broke canon in this new series because they met each other. But in Star Wars A New Hope, she never mentions that they've met. She just knows him as Ben Kenobi, the old guy. Obi-Wan, you're my only hope. They broke canon.
You are convoluting an easy conversation.
It's not easy because he's not a toy.
Spoiler alert, excuse me.
Buzz Lightyear. Lightyear is a film about the Space Ranger, the real Space Ranger. It's a cartoon fictional movie. It's not about a real person. It's a cartoon movie on Buzz Lightyear, the Space Ranger, who goes through the trials and tribulations of said Space Ranger, Buzz Lightyear, who takes on Zurg and Cyclops and all the other characters that become part of the Toy Story movies. This is the movie in Toy Story world that Andy saw that the toys are based on. Buzz Lightyear, the toy, is based on this new now fictional movie they are only now presenting to us. Done. 877-337-SICK. Not another word out of you. 877-337-6666. Yeah, please. We'll get to it real quick and then we'll move on. We'll get to the Yankees. We just had the stupid conversation. Nick, contribute to our dumb conversation. What's going on? Nick in Bayport. What's going on, Nick?
Big Mac, how do you work with this
I don't
guy?
Know.
How can he not understand?
I'm surrounded by idiots.
Simple concept. I mean, I feel like it's, you've explained it 10 times. I, too, have kids.
Yes.
Probably the same age.
Mm-hmm.
2 and 4.
I'm five and three, right around you.
Come on, Tommy. What are you doing?
Well, Nick, it sounded confusing in the beginning. Because, again, in Toy Story, Buzz Lightyear thinks he's a Space Ranger, but he's a toy. Mm-hmm. So if this is a prequel, then shouldn't he be
It's not a prequel to Toy Story. It's the origin story of Buzz Lightyear.
But he is a toy. There's no origin story of Buzz
Lightyear.
He's
a toy,
right, Nick?
From
Am
a
I
movie.
Wrong
I'm
here?
Not explaining this.
Nick,
to
you just want to believe this.
That's Tommy, right. it's pretty simple. He said it's a movie. There was merchandise made after the kid's favorite movie. That's it.
It's that simple. Andy loved the movie. They bought the toy from that movie. They are now only revealing us this movie now. That's it. Thank you very much, Nick. We are now being previewed to a movie that Andy saw in 1995 that spawned a toy line of toys, Buzz Lightyear.
So it's not a prequel?
No.
It's not a prequel to Buzz Lightyear
origin. And if you care about the movie, it was good. It was kind of like a legitimate action kind of cartoon Buzz Lightyear movie. Not a lot of laughs in it. Not very kiddy. It was okay. It was an okay movie. But it wasn't confusing. That it was not, sir. And I don't understand why we had to explain canon or kayfabe or any other stupid
term. Well, kayfabe's wrestling. But
it's the same thing. Let's get to some real Yankee calls here. Tony in Middletown. What's going on, Tony? You're on the Fan.
Yeah, what's up, Loogie?
Hey,
yeah. I really appreciate your tone there. That was a good loogie.
Yeah, well, I got a real problem with a loogie, right? Mm.
The line starts to the left.
We don't take advice from Met fan and how to. That's why Met fan they don't enjoy much success.
Well, we don't have a lot of success to enjoy, Tony.
Well, you do. I mean, you were in the World Series a couple years ago. A
couple years ago?
The reason is
30 plus years ago? What do you mean a couple years ago?
He said in the World
Series. Oh, in the World Series. Great. How'd that go?
Everything you do is like revolved around losing. Like, your whole mindset, like, you want to bring that on the Yankee fan. Don't bring that stuff over here. We want to dominate every game, every day, okay? You guys are always thinking about losing. We think about winning and championships. So keep that over there, okay? And just relax, all right? We don't want to hear any of that losing mentality, all right? That's your game. That's how y'all roll.
Yeah, that's how you roll.
We don't roll like that.
Loser mentality.
I agree, but you're looking at it from a Yankee fan's perspective. So you don't know what it's like to be a Met fan. So don't give me the whole, well, we do this, we do that, and all that pompous crap. You don't know what it's like. So I'm giving you the perspective as a Met fan. Like it or not, I'm here with you. We share this city. So this is the way it is. You guys have this sort of mentality, and we have another mentality. That's just the way it is. And it's not going to friggin' change. Because the Yankees, and I have no problem saying it, are always going to be the Yankees. Oh. And the Mets are always going to be the Mets.
The problem I had with your mentality and trying to push it on us, which I think the caller overstated that you're trying to do that. You're you, and you most of the time stick to you. But what you tried to do in the open when I was trying to tell you I want to change the mindset here or whatever, you were just like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, oh, you are the best team.
You are.
Right.
But you are, though, Chris.
I understand that.
And it surprises me because I feel like you always kind of are a very confident,
right,
assuring Yankee fan.
I am.
But in this spot,
right,
you're not,
because
you're allowing past demons affect you.
Yeah.
This is a new year, and you're worried about stuff in the past when it comes to the Astros, and you feel like you have to make a statement here,
right,
and exercise the demons of the Astros. And
right,
I'm telling you, get over it. It's no big deal.
Right. And the other thing is, like, I'm supposed to care what you think. Like, I don't care what you think. You don't want the Mets and the Yankees in the World Series because you can't come in and hear Ted in accounting or your mailman or your cousin Sal or whatever. I don't care about my cousin Sal. I don't care about the UPS driver. I don't care about Ted in accounting. I care about how I feel about my team. And I want to beat the Astros because I want to create the mindset inside that dynamic, because I do believe in dynamics. You'll see it my way when I tell you the Yankees own the Twins, right? Now the Yankees and Twins have won the same amount of World Series since 2009, right?
Yeah.
And they probably won the same amount of division titles, quite frankly.
The Twins have won a bunch
of division titles.
The Twins should be abolished from baseball. They should.
Right.
Rod Manfred, get rid of the Twins. They shouldn't exist.
But
it's embarrassing what they do against Yankees. But that's that example. They own the Twins to a comical level. Comical.
I understand
it's
that.
It's comical.
They've
been going for like 20
since
years
since 2015, the Yankees have played the Astros three times. I was there in 2015 walking out of that wild card building, having Astro fans wave me goodbye.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm not. No, you're not. You'll
hope
love
you enjoyed it.
Yeah. 15, 17, 19. Three consecutive times they've played in the postseason, and three consecutive times the Yankees have been sent home. Now, I'm not trying to tell you this series makes up for that, or, you know, suddenly makes the Astros, you know, the inferior opponent, but there's got to be something, and right now they are the juggernaut. And that's part of it, too. If they were simply five games up in the division, having a nice little season and recovering from last year's disaster, I might not feel so strongly. They are a juggernaut right now. And if the one thing that they stub their toe on is the Houston Astros, it might create a dynamic that, Jesus, no matter what we do, no matter how good we are, this team's going to be a pain in our ass. I want them to be the team that goes, holy cow, the Yankees are an unstoppable force this year, and we're going to have to play our best baseball if we even want to compete. That's what I want. It's quite simple. I don't know how you feel as a Met fan looking upon us as in Yankee fandom. And frankly, this is the main thing between us. I don't care what you think.
But you do.
I don't.
You do.
I care,
Chris,
what the Astros think.
No, you don't.
I care what the Yankees think.
No, you don't.
I care what Cole thinks when he steps on the mound against the Astros, and what Altuve thinks when he's in the box. That's all I care about. I don't care about you.
You do.
I don't.
You care about the Mets,
no,
bro.
I
you
don't.
Do. We
I
live
don't.
Rent-free in your
the
head.
Mets have
you
never
and all your Yankee
an ounce
brethren.
Of pain.
It doesn't
not
matter
an ounce.
Because there's that 1% chance
your
that they could.
Your biggest moment is winning game one of the Subway Series.
Don't besmirch Dave Malicki.
It's your crowning achievement.
No, it's a big moment.
I don't even remember the game. It's your crowning achievement.
That's the problem I have, because I heard this on Twitter. Oh, it was a regular season game. That game at
it's
the time meant a lot. So for Yankee fans to just shove it away as they're walking into their, you know, on their yacht, and oh, that was some regular season game a million years ago, and you hang on. At that time, that game meant everything. And Dave Malicki, who was not a great pitcher, to pitch that kind of game against that vaunted Yankee team meant something. And yeah, we don't have a lot to hang our hats on, but that's one thing, and we will take that to the
that's
grave
fine. And
because
I'm not...
it was a big moment at the time and still is for us.
Right, and again, this is my point of not caring about you. I don't care how you view that game, but you can't look at me and expect me to care as much about the Mets because Dave Malicki beat me in 1997 as opposed to the Astros who've knocked me out of the playoffs three times in the last 7 years. That's a, I feel differently
but
about
But you have
them.
A different team this year, Chris. You have
I don't
a
care.
Different Yankee team this year. Even Yankee fans that I know that, bro, Yankee fans went into the season, they hate the GM. Not personally.
Yeah, no.
They hate the manager. Oh. Not personally, great guy. They hate the team.
No question. They love them.
And now they love them.
Right.
Right. There were Yankee fans going into the season thinking that the same old Yankees, and now even those Yankee fans feel like this is a different team.
Right.
So you got
and
nothing to worry about.
And those same Yankee fans, will call on Tuesday if they get swept by four games by the Astros and say, can't beat the Astros.
Okay.
No matter how good we are, no matter what's going right, can't beat the Astros. I want it the other way around for once against this stupid team. I'm supposed to care what the Met fan thinks on this. I don't care. When we talk Mets, I'll care what the Met fan thinks. Donald in Westbury. What's up, Donald? You're on the Fan.
C-Mac, you're a saint, seeing what with this guy. Anyway, can you...
I love the direction of this show so far this afternoon. I love it.
Can you explain to me why you and I and the rest of the Yankee world
knows
about the Astros? What the hell is Carlos Beltran doing in the Yankee booth with Michael Kay? It's nuts.
Well, you know what's funny? And thank you for the call, Donald. I'm going to get to it. I didn't even mention the cheating scandal that much. I think I like just glossed over it briefly. I don't even care about that. I am past that. I'm done with it. I mean, they have Gonzalez on the Yankees this year. He was as big a component of their cheating scandal as anyone.
And Beltran in the organization.
And
like
Beltran,
not as an announcer.
Right. He was hired with the organization before this. Now he's a broadcaster for them. Yeah, I don't even care about the cheating scandal. This is about them beating them on the field. I know that had a lot to do with it. The GM is still hung up on it. And maybe a lot of Yankee fans are. And I clearly, with the FL Tuve chance, a lot of Yankee fans still are hung up on the cheating. I don't even care about that. It's just them beating the Yankees on the field. I'm past the actual cheating thing. It's just the idea that needs to change. But at the same time, yeah, we have a player on this team who is a major part of that Astros team cheating. We have obviously our ace pitcher, and that's exactly what he is, Gerrit Cole, the ace of this team. He was obviously not cheating with smashing trash cans and wasn't even with them in 17, but beat the Yankees as a member of the Astros. You move on. And I don't care about Beltran being an Astro on the broadcast. I care about the idea that he's a horrible broadcaster. That's what I care about.
But
I care about the quality of the broadcast. Now, he has to be in the series.
Correct. You got to give all the credit in the world to the Yes Network and Carlos. He had to be there. He's got to be there. If they, didn't put him on that broadcast, that would have been a bad thing. He's got to be there.
There is no reason to be part of this broadcast if he's not here for the Astros.
Correct.
Completely agree.
Yeah, you can't.
And they did
hard.
The right thing, and he'll be there.
No,
and I'm sure there'll be a moment. I don't think he'll get too deep into it here, but he will. A moment will come up, and he'll have to just say.
It has to come up. You have to talk about it.
Right.
You don't have to go in depth and spend 9 innings on it, but you have to mention it.
If they don't mention it, it's a really terrible.
Agreed.
They have to mention it.
If you put him in there and don't talk about it, that's almost worse.
Right.
So you have to talk about it.
But I'm past that, and I don't hate Beltran. I don't necessarily. Honestly, I don't even hate Altuve. I hate the Astros. I hate Altuve a little bit. But
you hate Bregman, too.
I hate Bregman, too.
The cockiness of Bregman, you hate him.
I hate Verlander more than anyone because he's the main reason why the Yankees lost those
series. Well, you blew it. You blew it. You should have brought him in.
We had the opportunity.
Yeah, you had the opportunity. How would things be differently if you had Verlander?
Really, honestly, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
They're 51-18.
No,
how many more games would they win?
I'm talking about in the past when they had an opportunity to get
the
him.
Seven,
correct.
At the trade deadline in 17.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you meant this offseason.
No, not this offseason. Because obviously, they wouldn't be any better than they are now. But if Verlander was on the Yankees, cheating or not, it could have changed the entire course of history between these two teams.
I don't know.
Okay.
Because something was going on in Houston. We all know it. Guys came over there and dramatically improved. He was on his last fumes in Detroit. And then suddenly got a renaissance like we've never seen the back end of his career here in Houston. We've seen Charlie Morton come over from Pittsburgh and do it. Cole come over from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but Morton pitched well with the Braves, to be fair. So, I mean,
Cole's pitched well with the Yankees.
I agree. And I'm not going to argue that there's some things going on in Houston, but in my world, things are going on
They
everywhere.
Unlocked some stuff. I'm not even saying cheating. They were very good at unlocking things, whether they changed guys from two-seam to rising four-seam, which has become the dominant pitch here in Major League Baseball. For these uppercut swings, we're seeing it with Gallo. I mean, I try and defend him as much as I can.
Good luck.
Why anyone doesn't just if you throw 96 or higher, throw him high fastballs. He cannot hit it. It's clear as day. But there's a lot of guys like him with these uppercut swings. So I don't know if changing the way they pitched a little bit was what unlocked them. But there's no guarantee he comes over here in 17 and is the same dominant force he became in Houston. But yeah, things would be different because he wouldn't be with the Astros. That's the first thing.
Right, addition by subtraction, not being on Houston.
All right, I'm assuming you want me to break now. And I'm assuming you also want me to do the read first.
That would be beautiful.
Okay. We'll come right back. We'll continue to take your calls. Yankees, we'll get into the Mets. Maybe a little basketball later. A couple other things we want to get into. There is now the one thing I do want to mention later on the show. I don't know if you saw this, which is something Craig says when he all knows we saw it because it's on the sheet, but I'll still say it to you.
I should remind you.
I don't know if you saw this, even though we all read it together. Technology has gone too far now. There is something out there that I have personal feelings towards where we need to stop with technology. And I'm not saying this is Skynet. And I'm not worried about the civilization coming apart because
of it. I need
you
to close your boots and your motorcycle.
But we've gone too far.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to relax by the pool. I'm not even the world's biggest Jimmy Buffett
fan. I was
going
to ask, have you
not
been?
Not a huge. I have seen him once.
I have seen him once as well at Jones Beach.
And I'm going to see him again, Bethel Woods, in August, the day I get back from Disney. The next day I'm going to see Jimmy Buffett. I'll need a vacation from my vacation.
Oh, that's for sure.
No doubt about
the
that.
The parking lot scene for Jimmy Buffett is legendary. Now you hear that for country music, for someone like me, like EDC or something like that, EDM music. But the Jimmy Buffett scene is unbelievable, bro. They get there at like 6 a.m. and they're partying. It's awesome.
You know how many trucks I saw, how many pickup trucks I saw lined with garbage bags filled with water? And just made little pools out of the back of the pickup truck.
Yep.
It was like every car went by and they have like floaties in it and everything. I'm like, these people know how to party.
It's like Disney World for adults. And the music, especially if you get like a really nice stay.
It's
laid back. It's fun. It's tropical. Yeah. It's having a drink, having a burger, partying. Yeah. You have some type of Hawaiian shirt that a 50-year-old wears on a cruise.
Right.
And that it's just fun, dude.
Love it.
Yep.
Love.
Agree. So enjoy that, man. I'm gonna.
I am.
I've been to Bethel once. That's old by like Woodstock, right?
It is.
Like
it's sort of on the grounds of Woodstock.
But it's not technically where the venue is. It's not technically where Woodstock was.
Correct.
If you're doing semantics. But in theory, if you go see a show there, you're kind of where Woodstock was.
Yes. No doubt. And it's fun. But yeah, the Jimmy Buffett crowd is a lot of fun. 877-337-6666. Open with the Yankees. We'll get into the Mets. Maybe even a little of obviously NBA draft tonight. Nets do not have a pick. Obviously, the Knicks are picking 11th. Will they move up? Will they pick at 11? Will they try and go out and get the point guard they've been lacking for, I don't know, half a century? Who knows? Probably more reaction to that tomorrow as we get through it. McMonagle and Lugauer here with you, filling in for Carton Roberts both today and tomorrow. So if this already seems like too much, you are out of luck because you got us for the rest of this one and then all day tomorrow. So I feel for you. I really do. Anthony in New York City. What's up, Anthony?
How you doing, guys? Great show.
Thanks, thank you very much.
Listen, Yankee fan, Chris, I agree with you totally. I just want to beat Houston. I want to beat everybody equally. I don't care if it's the Mets. Beat them.
I think Houston, there is something different. And I'm just trying. Look, again, I don't necessarily think that just because the Yankees sweep these four games means they can't lose to him down the road or vice versa. I want to start, especially once they've established this kind of season. They've established a 1998 type year. The circumstances are perfect because the Yankees are playing like the 98 Yankees, and there's literally right now one other team in the American League that seems to be even close to what the Yankees are right now. It's the Astros, and it's a team that's beat them three out of the last 6 years, going back to 2007 years, going back to 15, and it's just time while they're rolling. I want to set a mindset that it doesn't matter who you put in front of us, and this is the real only hurdle, and it happens to be our most recent absolute nemesis. So, forgive me if maybe I'm putting a little bit more importance on this series than there actually is. In my mind, this is a big series to just, not necessarily for the standings, not trying to get home field advantage, just to tell the Astros, this is different, and good luck. trying to beat us this year.
For the psychological of both teams.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And they'll listen, the only time we have to worry about beating the Mets, we see them in the World Series. We did it. So until they do it there with us, you don't get a parade for Milwaukee winning a game. There's no parade for that. All you want is a parade.
There is no parade
for that. There's no parade, bro, but it was a big deal. At the time. And you can't fool Mets fans.
I'd rather have the flag hang over the stadium. No, one game during the season.
Would you rather win the World Series or win the? Yeah. If you could take it back and win the 2000 World Series, but you had to give up the Malecki win.
This is an idiotic
question. Would you do it?
It's a stupid
You had to
question.
Give up that first win.
No, it's
he
a dumb
gets,
question.
He gets pounded. The Yankees win that first game, but you win the 2000 World Series. Where are you going?
I'm not going to answer that.
Where are you going, Loogie?
Stupid question.
Which one you rather
Obviously.
Have?
Obviously, but we're dealing with reality, not fantasy. So the reality is that game matters to Met fans. Is it a little bit sad and pathetic from Yankee fans? Sure. But guess what, bro? That first game mattered.
Of course
it was a big-time thing. Now, I'm a proponent of the Subway Series not being every single season. I'd like it to see it every 4 years. Maybe like, what do you mean,
listen,
dude,
I'm
it's
not
a no-win scenario. And I get, I'm not saying from a business perspective.
It's a no-win scenario?
For the Mets?
For whom?
For the Mets.
For the Mets?
If they lose, they lose. If they win, the Yankees, like they always do, whip out their resume. Oh, okay, you beat us here. It's just a regular season game. We've done this, we've done that. I get that people get into it, and I'm not saying get rid of it, obviously. And they're never going to do this because it's a moneymaker. I understand that. But I'd like to see it every 2 years, every 4 years.
Man, what? The mentality you have, it's really, I'm sorry. I don't want to say this, but it's...
It's not even so much.
It's a losing mentality.
Oh,
man.
I have a sickness here. This is total. I am not going to sit here and act like speaking with a clear mind here.
You can't even play them every year because oh my god, what if you lost 2 out of 3?
Correct, and it meant something
in July.
And also, it meant something. It was awesome at the time, and I think through the years, in a lot of ways, it's become watered down because they play every year. I think if you did space it out, it would be more special. That's me speaking as like a radio host here, as a nut job Met fan. I don't want to play them every year because it always puts me in a bad mood.
That's just, listen, I agree with you. It's been watered down. How could it not? It was a special thing. Now it's become common. So it's less special. That I totally agree with. I don't necessarily know if every other year even changes that at this point now. But my point is, what if you win? What's the high of the high? What's the, if you're a Met fan, what is the tip top? What is the mountaintop? What is the, the best thing that could possibly happen to you as a Met fan?
In just in general?
Yes.
Winning the World Series.
Would beating the Yankees be...
But they wouldn't beat the Yankees. If they played the Yankees in the World Series, they wouldn't beat them. Because they wouldn't. Because the world works that way. Spoiler alert. That's what's going to happen.
You see, that's where we're different. The Yankees have lost to the Astros over and over again. I want them. Because there is no better way. ALDS, I'm pretty sure they could still play the Red Sox in the ALDS with the way things work out. I think it's just a series. It's no longer, because it used to be you couldn't play in the wild card round the same team in your division. That's out the window. I want the Red Sox or the Rays. It looks like the Rays are really fading now, so I'm going to guess it's the Red Sox. They've been coming on. I want the Red Sox. I want the Astros. And then I really don't care so much. But I'll take the Mets because the win would probably be a little sweeter. Not much, but fine.
Oh.
Really, if you want to get into it, I want the Marlins or the Diamondbacks, but that's not going to happen. I want revenge. I want the ladder of revenge. I want to beat the teams that have made me suffer. I don't care so much about anything else. I don't care about the guy down the block. And I certainly am not going to run away from what could be the best. I'm looking for the sweetest. That's what I want. I open a bottle of champagne. I don't want to think, whoa, man, I could spend $200 on a nice bottle, but if it's just okay, I wasted $200. I want the best. I want the sweetest tasting thing I can have. That's what I want. I'm not going to worry about, what if it's a disaster?
Well, I just can't put myself in that position. And I want to believe with every ounce of fiber in my body that the Met fans agree with me, that they don't want anything to do with the Yankees again in the World Series. Because, dude, if we are in a scenario, I'm 36. If we get to a scenario here where in our lifetime, we lost to the Yankees twice in the World Series. 3 times overall, losing in the World Series, twice to the Yankees. There is, in my mind, no coming back from that. There just isn't, dude. And maybe that's just me being crazy, but that's how I feel. And I'm honest. You're always going to get the honest stuff here. That's how I feel. So I don't want any part of it. None.
What if they won?
They're not going to win because in my mind, they won't win. Does that make sense? It does. Come on.
Thank you. Shut him up already.
You got to give away Yankee tickets.
That's right. It's a jersey by Yankee Bacamitlet. We've got a pair of field level tickets for you to see the Bronc Bombers against the aforementioned Houston Astros at Yankee Stadium on Sunday, June 26th. Right now, be caller number 2 for the 2000 World Series MVP, Derek Jeter.
Great.
At 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and The Fan. That's right. Get sandwiches, get tickets, get Yankee victories. Get it all. Why not, Loogie?
Nice
completely
shot.
Missed that one. Let's get back to the phone calls. 877-337-6666. You either want to talk Buzz Lightyear or Rip Loogie. I'm having a great
day.
It's
like Craig and Evan are here.
It's true. It's just like should call in just to get their licks in. Keith, you're on The Fan. What's up, Keith?
Keith.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up,
man?
Tommy.
Yo.
Why do you have to be so combative and so negative, dude?
Let me ask you this right now, Keith. Who do you root for? What baseball team?
I'm a Yankees fan.
Okay. So, as a Met fan, why would I not be negative? What would I have seen in my life that wouldn't make me wired to be a negative person?
Dude, that was your choice.
I agree. It was a poor life choice. But I've made the choice. I'm not going to switch teams. This is it.
But you don't need to be negative about it.
So what do you want me to do? Do a dance? What am I supposed to do here? And, bro, we are sharing a city with Yankee fans. So not only did I pick the Mets, but then there are the Yankees. Can you even fathom that? I assume your dad or whatever, you followed in the footsteps of being a Yankee fan. My dad was a Yankee fan. My grandfather was... What's that?
Tommy, to be honest with you, my father was a Mets fan.
My father was a Yankee fan. Now, my grandfather was a Mets fan. He was more of a sports fan. Yeah.
My best friend growing up was a Yankees fan.
Okay.
And ever since I started watching the Yankees...
How old are you, Keith?
Excuse me?
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay, so we're the same age. Dude... Yeah. If you were a Met fan, if you had picked the Met fan, you were in a world of pain. That's what this last 36, 37 years would have been. Now, you luckily made the right choice, and you've seen great things, especially in your younger years, those formative years, and that's made you positive. Bro, the worst thing you've seen is like the Vernon Wells, Travis Hafner, 85-win Yankees.
Totally agree.
Okay, but so it's a different mindset. It's a different world.
Optimism. Like, you literally look at it as if, like, you're just a straight-up loser.
Well, we are, but here's the thing.
I've never seen someone just so accommodating to being called a loser.
We are.
I've never seen it in my life.
The one thing, you want a little optimism? I believe that the owner will do everything in his pocketbook and power to win. Does it mean they will? I don't know. But we at least have an owner now that will do everything in his power to bring a championship here. I don't know if it's going to happen, but you want optimism? There's some optimism.
You've said it to me. It is a new year. Look, they've done a great job. Whatever you want to say. Are they a complete team? Do they need some help?
I'm not taking that away
from
them.
You mentioned the owner will go out there and give them everything they could possibly want. Anything that's available to them, they will go out and try to accomplish. There's no doubt about it. And they're getting back two of the best pitchers in baseball, bar none. I mean, it went healthy in pitching. Again,
we'll see. We'll see on that. No,
that's what you're going to get.
You're, in theory, getting Max Scherzer back here. We don't know if we're getting Jacob DeGrom back. We don't
you
know
You are
that.
Getting Jacob
no,
DeGrom.
You can't
you
say
are.
That.
The no, guy I can
no,
say
no,
it.
No, you can't.
You
With
are.
The injuries he's dealt with over the last
no,
couple
you're getting
years,
him back.
You cannot sit here on the radio and say the
I
Mets
can.
Are getting Jacob DeGrom back.
You are getting him back.
I'll
the question
I
is
it.
For how long. That's the only thing. You're going to get him back. Will he get hurt again and then have a problem?
Right.
I guess it's semantics.
Okay,
fine.
Right. So let's say he comes back in August and he gets hurt in September.
I thought you were saying he might not be the same pitcher or he's never going to make it back. He's going to make
it back,
and he's going to be done.
My ultimate fear is that he comes back and gets hurt right again because there's an issue with the way he pitches. I don't know the guy's body, but what we have seen here is the guy continues to get hurt. Now you have to say that.
Oh, no
The
question.
Guy continues to get hurt. So do I believe he can come back in August or whatever? Now I'm here in late July or August, whatever. Let's just say early August.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe he could stay healthy the rest of the year? I have no reason to believe that right now. So I am not going with the mentality of this Mets team in the postseason with Jacob DeGrom. Now, Max Scherzer, the lineup they have, they go make another move, Bassett, Carrasco. That's probably enough. But I am not going in thinking, oh, we're just going to have Jacob DeGrom.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. But, if you do get him back, though, you're one of the – I mean, can you even – Like, admit that to yourself.
No.
But if all things pan out, and Scherzer comes back and is healthy, DeGrom comes back and is healthy, Alonso continues on this torrid pace of RBIs and home runs, and, Lindor, McNeil continues to hit 325 or whatever. Lindor has his hot stretches, but I mean, still, whatever you think of Lindor, he hasn't been the player that he's being paid to be. But still,
no, he's having a good year, no doubt about it.
He's going to drive in 100. He's going to, you know, I mean, he's going to score around 100.
Yeah, he's going to crush Rosario's record, team record for RBIs for shortstop. Here's the problem:
but if you have all those components,
yes,
you're talking about a scary postseason team,
very scary,
with a manager who, albeit I have a little fun with, and really hasn't won anything in the postseason, but still, a manager you feel completely confident in, a pitching staff you would feel unbelievable about, and a lineup that has scored runs no matter how they do it,
whether
it's home runs or hitting, you know, ground balls to shortstops.
Sure.
I mean, literally any way, shape, or form, they figure out ways to score runs.
It's a professional lineup, no doubt. It's deep. You got to credit them for bringing in Cano, Marte, Escobar. Here's the problem: there's a ninth inning. There is a ninth inning, and that
and
is
they
an
have
inning.
One of the best closers in baseball this year to pitch it.
Oh, sure. There is a ninth inning. That inning has haunted the dreams of Met fans forever. There is not a Met fan worth his salt right now that could sit here in an honest faith, a face under oath, and say they trust Edwin Diaz in a major postseason spot. You are a freaking liar if you're saying that. So that could be that's going to be a problem. And I wouldn't be shocked if that reared its ugly head when we get there.
Carlos in Vermont. Carlos, you're on the fan.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Great
what's
show.
What's up?
Man. Thanks, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, I was listening to your guys' show, and I have to say, it's great hearing the Met banter about how bad the Mets are. As a Yankee fan, I find it hilarious.
I'm sure you do. But why do you care about the Mets, honestly? Why do you care? Because I have to tell you.
That's what I got to say. I have no care for the Mets other than the fact just listening to fans complain. It's like the Jets fans. The Jets fans call all football season long complaining about the Jets. Oh, this is going wrong. That's going wrong. It's hilarious. I got to tell you, it's so fun.
Oh, because the Giants have been great.
No, they haven't.
The Giants.
That's
just
true.
Bad.
But
they're just as bad. But listen, I got to tell you, the reason
right,
why I'm calling is I have to agree that this series coming up with the Astros is huge. And I have to tell you, I agree with the mentality. It's like, you know, this is a big series. Everybody's doubting us. Everybody's saying, oh, you're just beating up on the easy teams. And if you go in and, you know, take three or four or lay a beat down against the Astros, you're really making a statement for the rest of the league. Like, you're telling everyone, look, like, we're the real deal. We're ready
to
go.
You see, that's I slightly disagree with you a little bit, Carlos, on that. I think a statement can be made. I don't care so much about the rest of the league. And I certainly don't care about the fan base and people complaining they don't play anyone. They're 51-18. I don't care who they play. That's an incredible record, and they've won games every which way, come from behind. They lead, they're tied with the Padres for most come from behind wins. They blow less leads than any team in baseball. They've done every statistic you look at, they're the best. So I think the statement's already been made for the rest of the league except one team. I'm looking at this series literally as a mono and mono thing, and I don't care what the Met fans think or people are going to call and say, look what happens when they finally play a legitimate team. I don't care about that at all. I care about head-to-head, mano-a-mano, and I care about them getting it in their heads that they can beat the Astros, because I do think, not that they necessarily think they can't, and this year has proven they probably think they can beat anyone, but I do believe a little bit in the feeling like they beat the Twins because they believe the Twins can't beat them. And I think Minnesota feels the same. I think a lot of the time now this year has been different, and I'm hoping the trend continues with the Astros. But in Tropicana against Tampa Bay, it's felt like the Yankees can't win there. It's felt like that for two or three years, and I felt like the Rays played that way, and the Yankees played that way. And that was a script that needed flipping. And so far, they've been able to flip that this year, and I think that's important, because if you get into a postseason series with the Rays, I want them to know, all right, this, because they felt comfortable playing the Yankees in that building, really comfortable. And the Red Sox feel comfortable playing in Fenway against the Yankees. There needs to be a statement against the Astros, hey, this year's different, we're a dominant force, and you're no different than everybody else. And I just want to see that for four games. Now, ultimately, if it doesn't go that way, all right, you pick up where you left off, go about your business, and there'll be another series against the Astros. But I do want to see that, this, especially in this building. They haven't lost at home in all of June.
Insane.
Right?
That's utterly ridiculous.
They don't lose at home in this building, and I want to see that continue. That's all. It's not so much how important it's going to be. They've set trends here that it will just bother me a little bit if the Astros are the team that bucks the trend, goes into the Yankee Stadium in the Bronx and wins a couple games when no one else has been able to do it. It'll bother me if the toe is stubbed against the Astros. It'll bother me a little bit.
Yeah, and the Astros are that type of team that they could drown the noise. They hear it all the time. I mean, there's no park they go into where they're not the enemy. So, I mean, like, they are the type of team that has that sort of bravado. They're going to hear it like they've never heard it before tonight. Yeah. No doubt about it. Nice weather. Yankee fans are licking their chops. Full park. First time. They're going to be raring to go. But that Astro team has that ability to sort of ram it. But this Yankee team, having lost a game at home, bro, it's a different feel. It just is.
It is. I don't want that feel to change.
And it might change, but this just is a totally different dynamic with this Yankee team.
If you're on your way or getting soon to be on your way heading into the Bronx, give us a call. 877-337-6666. If you've got your, you know, FL Tuve, you know, voice ready, let's go. I want to hear it. It's going to be a crazy night. First time, obviously, last year was crazy. I was in the building, but it was only a portion of the allowed crowd. This is going to be full capacity, letting the Astros hear it, and hopefully the Yankees hold suit. 877-337-6666. McMonagle and Lugau are filling in for Carton and Roberts right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.